Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and welcome again to my transformation. In lesson 6, and he will no more find himself to be what he thought himself to be, we learned the 5 stages of consciousness. In lesson 7, the lifting of the veil, we learned that the soul is always awake, and it is the essence of all things. In lesson number 8, the inner life, the consciousness of perfection, we learned that the consciousness of the inner life makes one powerful because it is the consciousness of perfection, and the consciousness of the outer life makes one weak because it is the consciousness of limitation. Today's reading, number 9, is preparing for the journey. There is no one living a settled life here. All are unsettled. All are on their way. The inner life is a journey, and certain preparations are necessary. Number 1, all debts must be paid so there will be no attachments that will pull him back. Number 2, he must be finished learning from this world so there will be no grudges or remorse. Number 3, one must have balance in all things, the balance of the head and heart, of power and wisdom, of activity and repose. Number 4, he must be thoughtful in word and action and leave behind happy memories of the past. Life itself is a journey we all have to take. No one is settled here. We are all passing onward. The spiritual journey is easier, better, and more pleasant. The worldly way is full of difficulties, but both would arrive at the same destination. By inner life, it's meant a life directed towards perfection, which may be called the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty towards God. The worldly life means the limitation of life. The inner life means a complete life. That is the completion of our reading for today. Very short, but very to the point. May God bless you as you continue on your journey of self-realization.